Today on the podcast, we're talking about ByteDance and some legal, I guess, gray area that they might be skirting to essentially buy some of the top NVIDIA chips, which, you know, the US has sanctions on. There's a whole bunch of interesting things happening here. And in addition to all of this, I think it's especially interesting considering what's going on with TikTok, a potential ban in the United States. On the podcast, we're going to be talking about everything you need to know in relation to that ban. If you're currently making money from TikTok, where we recommend putting your energy. If you're thinking about it, what we recommend doing. All of this is very, very interesting. But before we get into that, Jamie is going to tell us a little bit about the AI Hustle School community.
Yes. So if you've not heard about our school community yet, you need to go check out our about page, read about what we are all about in there. But we have over 280 members now, and it is an amazing place to connect with other like-minded people who are interested in AI and actually using AI to make money and grow their businesses. So each week we post bonus content on there and share exactly how we are making money using AI. And this week we actually dropped a 20-minute episode about how Jaden has used AI to grow his LinkedIn presence and also to over 10,000 and also raise a bunch of money for his startup. So it's a really interesting episode, but definitely go check it out. We have all other types of content on there as well, as far as AI marketing, the Amazon influencer hustle, which me and my wife just got our like year-end thing. We made over $25,000 this year with Amazon influencer. So
hey, let's go.
We didn't even put much effort into it. So anyways, lots of interesting things. It's only $19 a month right now. It's our New Year special. The price was $100, and but if you join in right now at the $19 mark, you will be locked in forever. So definitely check it out. Anyways, let's talk about ByteDance, aka TikTok. Well, TikTok is at least one of their companies they own, but this is a very interesting company. No one really knows if they can be trusted, depending on who you talk to. Some people say they can't be trusted because of their, you know, Chinese origination, and who knows? But this is an interesting take because they are planning on spending $7 billion on NVIDIA chips in 2025. Which will be, they will be the number one chip buyer if that's the case. But the in 2022, the United States announced that there's export restrictions on certain kinds of AI chips to countries, including China, where ByteDance is headquartered. So in theory, ByteDance shouldn't be able to buy these chips, but they are instead storing them in data centers in other parts of Southeast Asia. So they're kind of dancing around the rule. but the question to me is why would they be buying all these chips? What's their plan? Is this kind of like a hedging your bets scenario in case it does get banned in the US, TikTok that is? What do you think, Jaden?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting things going on here. A lot of geopolitics. This is probably a nightmare for the company itself. But like you mentioned, technically this is a loophole. So they're not bringing the chips that they're buying from NVIDIA directly to China. They're keeping them in other places in Southeast Asia, probably Singapore, some other ones. So this doesn't technically violate US restrictions, but it is a Chinese company. So anyways, there's a bunch of interesting speculations on what they might be doing with this. According to the South China Morning Post, ByteDance has a company called Duobay, which is one of China's most popular AI chatbots. It has about 51 million active users, according to South China Morning Post. So you could essentially say that like maybe they're getting all these NVIDIA chips to help train and make their AI chatbot better. But you also could say that perhaps TikTok itself, via ByteDance, they already have like great AI algorithms. That's kind of the algorithms that are feeding you videos. They use AI for that. But I think there could be a lot more that they are doing there. And especially when you start thinking about the fact that a company like TikTok could get banned in the United States, there's a lot of geopolitics and people are floating that. You could also assume that perhaps they're trying to pivot and focus more on some of their other companies, or maybe they're making like, I think TikTok has like other companies. There's one called like Lemon 8 or something like that. And I'm pretty sure it's owned by them as well. So they're making like other companies that if TikTok gets banned, they're like, oh, no worries. We have CapCut. We have, you know, Doubao. We have like all these other companies. We're like, okay. And maybe they still have a foothold inside of America with different apps and stuff. So I think that's interesting. But at the end of the day, I think they know that they need to have all of these chips to essentially train the best AI models. It's been really hard to get them in China. I almost wonder if China's sort of using them as like a proxy to get access to these chips and is going to let other Chinese companies use them. I mean, maybe that's a conspiracy theory, but it is pretty interesting. Like their top chatbot that they are running right now, 51 million monthly active users. ChatGPT has about 300 million weekly active users. But, you know, even so, that's like quite a big chunk. So it's pretty impressive. This is formerly known as ErnieBot. I remember when it was called ErnieBot and thinking that was like the worst name ever. They have now changed the name. That has, I believe, 12.5 million users. And so anyways, there's a lot going on, but it seems like ByteDance is pulling ahead. Now, the thing that I wanted to talk about, and I'd love to get your take on, Jamie, is if TikTok truly does get banned, regardless of what, you know, we could speculate ByteDance is going to do about it, what do you think people should do that are perhaps relying on TikTok or using it to, you know, drive sales, maybe TikTok Shop or other things for their businesses? What do you think people should be doing right now on the verge of a potential ban?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think we were asked this question actually in our school community, but someone said, you know, what is the next platform? Where would you be focusing your energy, you know, if TikTok were to be banned? And I looked up, I don't have it on, maybe you could look it up while I'm talking, Jane, but the monthly or the daily active users for Instagram, even though TikTok is a huge platform, Instagram still surpasses TikTok in a big way. So I think Instagram would be just as good, if not better, of a place to focus your energy if you're trying to grow a business. And I think as these AI algorithms get better and better, Instagram's algorithm will improve to the point where it's just as good as TikTok. I think that was the one, you know, issue people had with Instagram originally, is that the content served to them wouldn't interest them as much as it would on TikTok. So, oh yeah, there he brought it up. So Instagram has 1.4 billion monthly active users and TikTok has 1 billion. So significantly more are on Instagram still, even though TikTok is a very trending app. So that's where I'd focus my energy. But as far as these chips, I almost wonder if they are trying to pursue the whole virtual reality cosplay type, almost gaming in a way, where you could, you know, if you go on TikTok and you use their filters, they have like really interesting filters. You can almost change your entire look of yourself. And I wonder if that will translate into gaming somehow with AI chips. Maybe that's what they're picturing their investment going towards. But, and I know that's way even bigger than in China than it is here in America. And yeah, I don't know. Okay. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, a few things that I'll say. If TikTok really does get banned, where I would recommend putting focus, definitely, of course, YouTube, definitely, of course, Instagram. Here's one that I recently was talking to a friend of mine, and he says he's getting the most views on, he makes like TikToks essentially, but he's getting the most views on Snapchat. This is not a platform I personally use a lot, but I thought this was so fascinating. He said he has videos on his personal Snapchat account that have over 1 million views on them. And because there's so low competition, he has videos that he's uploaded like 4 years ago that are still getting views to this day. So that was just so interesting to me. It seems like it's a much lower competition. So I would say there are other platforms to consider, to look at, to get the usage of something like, you know, Snapchat's user base or, you know, monthly users is around 400 million daily active users worldwide. Wow. So I mean, that's like a lot of people every day. And I think monthly active users is about 750 million. So it's interesting because, you know, if TikTok really has like 1.1 billion or a billion, this is like 75% of TikTok, but like, it's no one ever talks about this. Like honestly, Jamie, when was the last time you heard someone saying like, go and post TikToks on Snapchat? Like, it's just not something you hear a lot, right?
That's true. So I mean, I've never downloaded Snapchat, so I have no idea. I mean, I feel very old. I know all my like nieces and nephews have it, but.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, I think one of those ones that is probably has a bit of a younger audience base, but could still be valuable for growing brand exposure and stuff. So I do think it's an interesting one. If you're going to, you know, drop TikTok and pick up a new one, I would say it probably would be Snapchat, but definitely focus on posting your videos to all platforms. Now, I just want to give a pro tip If you are working, you know, if you're in the AI Hustle school community or not, I'll still give you this tip either way, but we share valuable tips like this. Do not post your short form video content through a video scheduler. I've used so many of them throughout recently, but I recently had a really interesting experience I just had to bring up in this whole conversation of short form video. And that is that I have a new YouTube channel that I started called W Recaps from one of my interns at my podcast studio was posting shorts to. And we had a really interesting thing where all of our first videos that we were posting were getting like 400, 500, 1,000, 1,000, 500 views. If he's posted directly from his phone, 700. And then as soon as we switched to a scheduling software, you can immediately see we go from like 500 views to five views, four views, four views, four views, two views. Like it just, the whole channel just completely got nuked. So whatever your strategy is, I would recommend posting directly from a phone. An interesting thing also that I've heard is if you're not in America, but you want to get an American algorithm, I saw an entire Twitter thread recently talking about the fact that there's like, if you want an American algorithm on TikTok, because your videos are going to get shown to Americans and they're more high value, high paying. But if you, for example, start from Singapore or from Taiwan or somewhere like that, it's just going to show people to your local geography. So people are literally getting a VPN, downloading it onto their phone, switching their phone's VPN, and then opening their TikTok account and making sure that when it pops up, it like is asking for an American phone number. You sign up with your email, not your phone number. Anyways, you always keep that VPN on whenever you're posting from that. It was just the most interesting concept because obviously I'm in America when I post, that's just what it is. But yeah, those are a few pro tips that if you are going heavy on short form video, I think you need to focus on.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to leave us a review wherever you're listening. That really means a lot to us and helps us out. Also be sure to check out our school community. Again, it's a great place to learn and continue to grow with us as we learn how to make money and grow our businesses with AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.